Our current objective is to decide what this subgroup will be doing in leading up to the meeting in Helsinki is what is up for discussion today now. Together we should come up with what should be in our little terms of reference and then decide who is going to do what to actually be able to deliver that. Since Fidushi is connected now, I am happy to give over to Fidushi and leave her in your able hands.
Thank you so much, and I'm very sorry about the whole confusion. I'm going to try and not have this the next time, so I'm very sorry for making everyone wait. But thank you so much to Mariam and to Neil for giving us such short introduction and also setting the pace up for the call. Like Neil said, this is more of a meeting to decide what we're going to be doing next. And if you look at the agenda for the meeting, the first point that I think we have to discuss is the objective of the group. Our objective currently reads mapping and documenting cases in which ICANN is or potentially will impact human rights. This is actually just a merger of subgroups 1 and 2 that were previously in place before Marrakesh. Now, basically at our working session, we have said that we have a lot of unfinished work. For example, some of our work on the UDRT and some of our work on the GPLDs is incomplete. And I remember Marilia saying that she wants to continue working on her table. So if it's fine with everyone, I think this is quite an accurate objective to have, but I'm happy to hear any other views or to discuss this further. Do you have any comments, or is everyone okay with this particular objective? Hi, Neil. Yes, I see your hand.
Thank you very much. This is Neil Sanover for the record. I'd say that if we look at the objective level, I think the objective of the second point is to produce content to raise awareness about the relation between ICANN, the way ICANN is impacting human rights. And I think one of the ideas of the table was to translate our work in a way that is easier understandable for people. And also one of the activities or expected results would be to come up with a visualization so that we have an easily understandable image. So I would say the objective is not the draft table, but the objective is awareness raising, and then the expected results would be an improved table and an improved visualization in which the whole conundrum would be made easier understandable.
Okay, thank you, Neil. So according to you, our objective should read visualizing, mapping, and documenting cases. Did I understand correctly?
Exactly, that's the second objective. So the first task is completely okay, like build on the case studies, and make and elaborate on that to further research the issue, and then the second indeed is produce content for awareness raising and understanding.
Okay, fantastic. I think that's a really good idea. So thank you for that news. Do we have any other comments on the objective? Do we need to change it, or is everyone okay with it? Okay, I don't see any hands, so I'm going to take that as a yes. Marilia is in the chat, so thank you for that. Okay, great. The second thing that we need to do is look at what results we want. And like I said in the presentation, I think that we should really think of how we can best create an impact at Helsinki, because we are about like 3 months away. And even in our working session, we had quite a long discussion on how we want to carry out research, like what kind of research we want and who we want to aid. So if you look at the slide, it says that we want to carry out research that's relevant for policy and processes, for PDPs, and work very closely with subgroup 3. And also, apart from this, look into case studies that we've already been looking into. So, for example, Monica's case study on the UDRC and her work so far doesn't fall under the first two points, but under the third point. And I think there are a lot of other things such as auctions and, I think just auctions, actually, that don't fall into the two. So do we have any comments on expected results? Do we have a different point of view? Okay, so can I assume that everyone agrees with the results that we want to see within this working group? Yes? Okay. I'm just waiting for what's happening. Okay. Okay, thank you. The third one, and I think this is what we should really be focusing on, is what activities we're going to carry out and exactly how we're going to do it. So the idea that I put into the slides is that we attribute one part of, you know, each of our activities to a person, and then we kind of let them go into it in detail. And this is because I think there's two things. Marilla, subgroup 3 is the PDP group, and it's the group that's working specifically on PDP. So with respect to our activities, if you have a look at the first three, so that's developing and visualizing the tables, the second is UDRC, and the third is new GTLD. This is unfinished work from our previous meeting. Marina, can you, I don't know if you're connected to your audio, but it would be really great if you could give us an idea of how you want to build on the table and how you'd want to carry out this particular activity. Do you have audio connection, or should we look at our chat boxes? Okay. All right, okay. So in that case, then I could shift everyone's attention to the second and third one, the second and third point, which is the UDRC and the new GTLD. So for example, I think it's best to work thematically. So for example, because I worked on new GTLD for the previous meeting, I can continue working on this. And because Monica is looking into some aspects of the UDRC, she can help me with this particular work. And this also feeds into our work for the table, because once we have case studies for each of these, they fit very well into the table. I've looked at active public comment processes. I've looked at group activities within the GNSO, and I've also looked at a Marilia's table to come up with all of these possible topics. So if everyone could just give me their comments on you know, whether this is the way that we want to proceed, whether you have a different idea of how we want to carry out research or divide things differently, that would be great at this point, because then we can go on to shift decide responsibilities for people. Do we have any comments? Neil, yes.
I think it's good if we slow down a little bit, because there is a lot of work on the slides, and the logical connection between the different work packages seems to be people have been working on this before, which is a perfectly justified arguments to work on things. But I think it would also be good to at this moment see how the different things connect, and how the different things connect with our objective and understanding of what we're trying to do in the research. So for some, so I think we should try to make explicit in every part of these research activities in how it exactly relates to human rights. I think that is the binding gist of it all, and for many of us, it might be really logical how this connects or how that connects, I think it's good to make that a bit explicit so we all have a bit of an understanding of all the different work packages, even though we do not understand, well, I definitely do not have all the issues in detail. Would that perhaps be an idea? And then subsequently, is that all think, oh, but I think that's after, think how it connects with indeed the work of subgroup three.
Okay, thank you, Nate. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right in the sense that we need to know why we're working on particular things, and I don't think I made that clear in my introduction. So definitely, I take your point, and I think a good place to start would then be the table that we're looking at, that I have circulated earlier today. I'm not sure if everyone has that open, but if you could open that up. So I'm looking at a couple of rights, the rights that subgroup one had identified, which is freedom of expression, freedom of association, privacy, the right to security, due process, and diversity. And so the reason why I've come up with this, thank you so much. So the reason why I've come up with the list that I have is because under ICANN policy or process, we have different sorts of processes, if you can see. Like, we have a lot of new DTLD stuff through, I mean, like, that transcends a particular right. We have privacy issues, if you look at that particular slab. We have WHOIS and DTLD, Registry Directory Services. We have RDAP and stuff like that. I've been thinking in terms of realistically giving people one particular area to look at, so one particular policy or one particular process to look at and study that in detail and come up with human rights cases within those studies. That would be a good way to sort of tie into our work. And so the idea was that we all carry out research till our next call, and then once we discuss findings, we can group them under each of these heads. That was my thinking, but of course I'm more than open to any other suggestions. Gangesh, hi, I see your hand raised. Gangesh?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Gangesh, you can
hear me. So this is Gangesh Varma for the record. So I just wanted to add to what Niels has said and probably clarify a bit about what the group, the research subgroup, was trying to do. So from my understanding of what we discussed in Marrakesh is that the research will be providing a very fundamental research on exactly how human rights is being impacted in the ICANN universe. So I think one thing that we tend to forget is we will also have research topics from Workstream 2 discussions that can be contributed. So we might want to look at those human rights impacts there. And I think of most of the focus has been on contributing to the PDPs. So maybe we might also want to consider that Workstream 2 issues might come in, especially with the framework of interpretation and those kind of things. And also a pro suggestion was if we could use this list that you have come up with, the potential ideas, circulate it on the mailing list and see if there are ideas that other participants would like to add to the list, and then allot the topic to each person. So people who are not on the call right now can also take a look and really evaluate what topics to add and what they can contribute to. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Gangesh. Yeah, that's very helpful. And I think, like you said, it's good to tie into the work of the other groups as well because, you know, in that sense, we're not really overlapping. I just want to get a sense of what everyone else on the call thinks. Does anyone else have an intervention to make or a suggestion on how you want to divide work? Okay. I don't see any hands, although I do see a couple of people typing in the chat box.
If I may come in.
Yes, please.
I would say let's first, I'd say we're definitely getting ahead, and it's great that we have quite a broad number of topics, and I think it's methodologically a good idea to depart from the table, because then we have a joint point of departure. That's nice. And then we can try to see what we think are immediate topics, but we can of course after that also open it up for the list for people who want to work on it. So let's if we say these are the topics that we find interesting and relevant, and then also give people the opportunity to work on things, because what I think is should be or could be a part of our work is also cutting things into piecemeal parts, so that people who are interested in getting into this work but who are not as dedicated or simply do not have the time or the resources to go at this full time or even half time, if we provide people with some space or some half cookie that they can eat and chew on and produce something on. So if we make like little work packages, then not everything needs to be claimed in this call, but at least then we have like, we prioritize this is what these people will work on, these we think is also interesting, but we don't have people to work it on. If you're interested on this, perhaps you should have a look at this and do that. So we do not need to limit ourselves necessarily to what we have people for right now. In that sense, I agree with Ganesh. But let's see what we can do and what we can do. And I think the list you made under the GTLDs is really quite substantial, really quite big. And I think it's also a bit frightening, like the amount of things that are mentioned. But I might be like unambitious, and but you know, sometimes it's better to be a bit underambitious and then surprise yourself and others than set too much on your plate so you can eat it, you know. So it's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. No, definitely. I don't think. I mean, the table is just quite an exhaustive list. Of, sorry, not the table. The presentation has an exhaustive list of all the active policies and processes that are going on. I should have clarified that. No, but I definitely take your point that maybe we should just prioritize for now and then start by, you know, making, like you term, packets of information for newer people. So I think then at this point, it would be a good idea to hear what everyone else has to say about what we'd like to prioritize. Then go ahead, you know, depending on that. Do we have any comments on what you think are the most important aspects as of now? Niels, is that a new hand? Oh, okay, you removed that. okay, so this would be a great time to hear from everyone to see what you'd want to prioritize and whatnot. So do we have any comments? Yes, would you like to give us an idea of what you think we should prioritize?
Yeah, I think I think visualization and developing the table, so the second point of the objective, that's definitely something we're going to be doing. I think UDRP is a great thing if Monica is going to pick it up, but since Monica is not here, I think we can leave it that until she picks it up.
Yeah.
And then Marilia has suggested like urgent PDPs and PDPs that we also follow in subgroup three. In subgroup three, we'll try to follow them, and here we can provide like a bit more in-depth research. So perhaps Marilia can say where the research has the biggest impact. I think that the new GTLDs make a lot of sense. I think the RAA, I'm not quite sure about that. I think we could really help the GTLDs and the WHOIS RDAB work if we would do that, and with that we could really connect to the community. And I think there we can really also show them adding value. So if we have the new GTLDs plus WHOIS, then we already have a big thing. And if other people are interested in picking up RP and other topics, we of course welcome that very much. But if we limit ourselves a bit to those two things, that could be a great first start, plus the visualization of the table.
Thanks, Niels. I couldn't get the last sentence that you said. So you said visualization is definitely something you should do. And GTLDs and RAA, did I understand this correctly? Okay, so GTLDs, WHOIS, and the visualization of the table. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Niels. Do we have any other comments? Okay, I'm looking at the chat box for now. So we have new GTLDs, WHOIS, visualization of the tables. Marilia says, choose angles in the new GTLDs we want to contribute to. Freedom of expression and economic aspects are very strong there. Okay, thank you very much for that. Sana, I'm just waiting to see what you say. Okay, so Sana, I actually take your point very strongly, and I agree that a lot of work is already being done. But like we discussed at a meeting in Mauritius as well, it's very hard to divide human rights work. So I think it will definitely tap into it. What we could do is kind of, you know, get them into, especially from the third subgroup, on what they're doing and how we can best contribute to it. But we'll have to wait for the next call for that. Marilia, are you in a position to speak at all, or is it still in an GDA? Okay, great. Let's just wait for Marilia to connect, and then we can hear what she said. Okay, and until Marilia connects, Niels, I think you said, I think the first step should be making really clear what we want to do. So I think, yes, definitely our angle is human rights and research. And from what we've understood in this call, we're going to be analyzing, mapping, and documenting cases. The priority areas as of now are GTLDs, WHOIS, visualization of the table. And I think to really appreciate Marilia's point, we're going to wait for her to give us an idea of what she thinks are you know, the most important aspects of PDP. And maybe, I mean, is there anything that's unclear as of now? Hi, Marilia, you're here. Would you like to step in?
Hi, this is sorry. I think I missed what you asked me directly when I was changing platforms. I hear a little bit of echo. Maybe someone has the mic open or something. Actually, with regards to the table, I think that what we need to do is, first of all, we received some suggestions in Marrakesh that need to be incorporated. One of that was the order that we listed the rights on the table. They asked us if there was any particular logic in the order that they appeared. And the answer is no, we just were collecting information, but they suggested us that we follow the order that they appear on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I think it's a good suggestion, so this rearrangement is something that we can look into. And what it needs, I think, more urgently to prepare for Helsinki is a visualization of the information there. Even as a table, I would say it's a very ugly table. It's functional, but it can be a lot better in terms of visual. And our initial idea has been to transform this table into something that would be more visually appealing, something that would be more graphical. And the subgroup one did not have the conditions and the resources to do that. So in terms of working on the table, I think that it's, of course, it's a work in progress and we need to update it continuously, but this would be the two things to do to Marrakesh. In terms of the PDPs, I completely agree with Niels and his suggestion in terms of chopping and separating little packages of issues that would be more feasible for people to work on. Like the new detailed subsequent procedures, for instance, it, as you can see on the table, it touches upon many of the rights that we have listed, but maybe we could define priorities. I would say that freedom of expression and economic and social rights are going to be very important aspects, especially the second, because the second is not very well established in terms of would we be discussing this in ICANN or not. So there is a pre-discussion that needs to take place. Would it be correct to start a discussion there? And freedom of expression, of course, it's a topic that is ongoing for many years in ICANN, but in the context of the new GTLD, there are several aspects that will touch upon that. And in economic and social rights, I think that also the part that is related to freedom of association is something that will come strongly, especially community applications. So this is something that I know other actors are looking into. There is the .K appeal decision that is upcoming. I know that the Council of Europe is working on the topic as well. So maybe we can join forces to work on that. So, but if we can break down the pieces of the PDP into clusters, I think that's a sensitive and sensible way forward. And of course, the one on WHOIS that I'm particularly not following closely, but I know that they have been progressive, maybe that we can help too. So I would kind of, as a start, I would have these three priorities, which is already a lot.
Okay, so just your last sentence, Marina, did you say you'd start at the three priorities and also look at a little packets that correspond to rights in the table? Did I understand you correctly?
Yes, I would say that if we were to divide ourselves, I think that one task is to work on the table and do whatever is necessary to update it and make it more visually appealing. The second group would be to understand what is encompassed in the new GTLD subsequent procedures, and I think that looking at the questions that we will look at in the working group, maybe freedom of expression, freedom of association, and economic and social rights would be areas to work on, and then maybe we could divide ourselves into this clusters, this human rights that we can feel that we can contribute more to the discussion. And I am less aware of what is going on in the WHOIS 2 working group, but I know that they have been advancing too, but we need to understand with the members of the group how we could assist them at this stage. So this would be my three areas of priorities.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Maria. That was very, very helpful. Okay, so I think we've got quite a few suggestions, and I haven't heard any opposition to this, because I agree completely with the focus areas that have been identified. Do we have a different point of view from anyone, or do we have a different focus area that anyone thinks that we should be looking into? Okay, I don't see any hands up, and I don't see anything in the chat channel either. So I think what would be a good idea would be to circulate this decision specifically on the mailing list, then have us decide exactly how we're going to divide ourselves. Hello? Yeah. Okay. Sorry. All right. Okay. The next thing that we just before moving on, to be clear, do we want to divide activities now, or would you prefer to take up responsibility on the mailing list after speaking to other subgroups? Do we have any comments on that? Okay, a lot of people are typing, so I'm just waiting for that. Okay, I think everyone seems to be voting for the mailing list, so that's fine. Yes, in case you have any preferences, could you please indicate them now, as Neil has suggested, because, and very rightly so, because conversation might stop said in the mailing list. So in case anyone has any preferences, could you please either put it in the chat box or tell us over the call right now, so that we can get a sense of how many people are volunteering for each focus group. Okay, so Niels is our first contributor to the visualization of the table. Thank you for that. Do we have any other preferences from anyone? And just to be clear, the different heads are visualizing the table, the subsequent procedure, PDP, the who is PDP, and also the RAA. As of now, these are the four that we've gotten from Niels and from Marilia. So in case you have specific preferences, please put them in now. All right. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and maybe come back and take into account the preferences before sending it out on the mailing list. Okay, so for now, we just have a couple of more things to discuss. We have the timeline. I'm going to be sending out an email asking for preferences and also just giving a summary of this call by tomorrow. Can we have, so depending on what people volunteer for, I thought it'd be a good idea to provide each other with a draft by the 20th of April, and then have, you know, and give each other time for comments, after which our next call is on the 29th of April. So if by the 29th we've all kind of gone through each other's work and have comments, I think that makes it a very productive call. Do we have any suggestions, or do we have a different point of view with respect to the timeline? Okay, I don't see any hands, so I'm going to assume that everyone is okay with having a preliminary draft for internal circulation by the 20th of April, and then having quite an informed debate by the 29th. Yes, Neil, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
So just to understand what the order of things will be, first you'll send out a call to the mailing list about who is interested in what topic, and then the people who are interested in topics, they should have a draft case study, the initial findings outline done by the 29th of April?
Yes, exactly. So, yes. So basically, I mean, we already have a couple of preferences in the chat box, but I'll be sending an email out tomorrow to get a sense of the groups. And after which, I think it might be a good idea to just have, like, preliminary findings after about 2.5 weeks' time. Actually, more than 2.5 weeks, 25 days' time. And after which we can kind of decide how to go ahead and how we want to categorize our work and how we want to present it at Helsinki. Nils, did you want to speak?
Sounds very good and clear to me, but it might help if soon. But maybe you can also do that after the week, like assign people who will coordinate the work on different topics so that it will not all be happening in the last week, you know, so it's clear who is working on what. But I'm sure you'll coordinate that excellently.
Okay. I hope to coordinate it, like, quite, you know, immediately. So if I send the email out by tomorrow, maybe by, at max, by the end of the week, you know, assuming that everyone will reply by then, that we'd have a group and we'd have a clear idea of what group will be looking into what specific area. Does that sound good to everyone? Or do you think it's too rushed or too slow? Or... Gangesh, hi. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Hi, this is Gangesh Verma for the record. Thank you. So I just wanted to clarify what you have in mind and probably suggest how you could go about this. So the first step is you would be sending this email out. In that email, I would, the first resource that you had put up, that list of the exhaustive list of PDPs and other processes, you could include that in your email and say during the call, we have prioritized these four areas and these are the ones that we are working on a high priority basis, but everyone is free to add topics to that list and take up areas of interest that they can work on. So this also plugs in to the idea that the work can be expanded based on who is available to work on it. And as far as what you said about assigning coordinators, I think what Nils and you have suggested will work out perfectly. Once your email is sent out on the mailing list tomorrow, give it about 3-4 days so that everyone who's interested will respond, and then you can assign coordinators by the end of the week, which will still give you a good enough time before the 20th to coordinate the rest of that. Does that sound okay?
Yes, thank you, Gangesh. I think that sounds great, and definitely putting up the exhaustive list is a good idea, although I should make it clear that we don't expect to finish all of that before the next meeting. So thank you for that. And Nils has also suggested that maybe we should look at breaking down micro-tasks as well, which I think is a really good idea, because that way everyone has a very clear idea of what they're trying to do. So we'll have a coordinator, and we'll also have specific tasks for volunteers of different focus areas. So I'm just waiting for a couple of comments on the chat thread. Yeah, okay, and definitely keeping in mind that we want to also help volunteers who aren't already into the ICANN, you know, ecosystem to find it easier to get into this. So definitely, you know, keeping in mind that we want to include newer members as well. Okay. Thank you so much to everyone for your comments. This has been very, very useful and very productive. My last point of discussion is any other business. I'm not sure if anyone else had something to clarify or add. Gangesh, is that an old hand? Yeah, so well, we finished talking about the timeline, and the last thing is any other business. Do we have any other comments or clarifications or suggestions from anyone on the call? Okay, I don't see any, so I'm going to assume that everyone is in agreement. So please feel free to get in touch over the mailing list in case something was unclear. I will be sending out the email early tomorrow morning, so we can continue this discussion there. Thank you to everyone for joining the call. I'm very sorry for the audio problem that I kind of encountered in the beginning. So thank you, and yes, hope to speak to all of you soon.
Thank you very much, Nova. You may now stop the recording. Thank you, everyone, for attending the meeting.